1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12. I know this is sort of the youth camp service, and normally in times past I've let others preach or share some thoughts, but I just had something on my heart, and I want to give it to you, and I think I can do it in about an hour, hour and 10 minutes, something like that, before we go and eat and fellowship. But the teenagers that are here, all the camp, those that can, I wish you would do me a favor. If you can, get out a pencil and a piece of paper. When you turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, and I'm going to read the verse, and then I'm going to give you 10 commandments for teenagers. If you'll write these 10 commandments down for teenagers, it'll save you a whole lot of trouble in your life. Amen. You say, well, I'm an adult. I don't have to listen. I've got kids of my own. No, this will help all of us. Amen. 10 commandments for teenagers. I wish you'd write them down if you can, and we'll try to help you out. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying hands of the presbytery. But notice verse number 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou a what? Example. Be an example. Amen. Let's go to the Lord's word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us now in the next few minutes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Life already, you know, is made up of choices, and wrong choices will change your future. Right. Wrong choices. Number one, I'm going to give you 10 commandments for teenagers. If you'll write these down, I'm going to give them to you. Give them to you as quick as I can. I may have to go and preach this at another time when we can get it all in, but 10 commandments, it takes a minute, but I'm going to rush through them and get them all, and you need to write them down. And number one, don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Amen. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. You say, well, I know more than my mom and my daddy. Well, you might, but you still obey them. You say, how you figure that? Jesus Christ was perfect and sinless, and he had a sinful mama, and he still honored his mama. Even though he was more spiritual than she was. He still honored his mother. Parents say this, do this, do this, clean your room. Now why? Can I let you on a little secret? Your parents don't have to tell you why. Amen. Now I felt a little kink, and let me preach to the parents just for a second. Parents, listen to me real good. The Ten Commandments I'm fixing to give your teenager, if you don't back me up at home, then you need to be whipped. If you go home and downplay the preacher and say, well, he's old-fashioned, he don't know, we'll let you do and slide and do all of this, you need to be whipped. Amen. You're going to have to back this up at home. I only, whoever preaches back here, we only have them Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that's if I come all three services. The world gets them the rest of the time. You're going to have to back this up at home. Amen. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Well, mom and daddy, they're stupid. Well, they clothe you. Yeah. They wiped everything on you. Some of them work two or three jobs. They put food on the table. They give you a place to live. Right. They do pretty good to be stupid. Yeah. Number two, be smart and obey. You'll give orders yourself one day. Right. Number two, be smart and obey, you'll give orders yourself one day. It's not going to be long, some of you young people. You're going to be in the driver's seat. And you're going to wonder why people don't listen to anything you say. At the workplace, you're in a management position, an overseer position, or maybe you're a Sunday school teacher, and you're in the driver's seat, and nobody pays a lick attention to you, and you say, why? It's because you didn't listen and obey when you was growing up. And you're getting back what you dished out to your parents. That's why I call my parents all the time. I apologize to them. Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry. My kids ain't listening to me. Daddy said, well, you should listen to me. And let me go back and say this. Now, I'm just going to say this. You take it for whatever it's worth, and you don't have to whatever. It's just this is me. Back to honoring your mom and your daddy. I'm 41 years old, and I still honor my mom and daddy.
Amen.
And let me tell you this. Y'all remember we had, I'm just going to give you a personal example. We had old-fashioned day. And we'll grow our beards out or try, and that's about the only place I can grow hair is around here. And I had one going pretty, just halfway. And I said, okay, what I'm going to do is, it was on a Wednesday night, I'm going to shave all of this, and I had this little goatee thing going on Wednesday night. You with me? Wednesday night, I had a goatee right now. My dad saw me. He said, why didn't you get the rest of it? You say, what'd you do? I went home, shaved the rest of it. I'm 41 years old. I can grow a goatee if I want to. I can grow a beard if I want to. He said, you ought to get rid of that. That ain't too becoming of a, you know, preacher standing behind the pulpit. You know, I went home, shaved off. You do what you want to. I honored my mom and daddy. Amen. Be smart and obey. You'll give orders yourself one day. You know what I think would be real good? I think it'd be real good. Every teenager we got, work them into the children's church, to the 2 and 3 year old classes, into the nursery. We've done it before, and they say, hip kids don't listen to nothing. I say, you know why? Because you didn't listen to nothing. You're going to be in the driver's seat one day, and how you obey your parents is how people are going to obey you when you get in the driver's seat.
Right.
Number 3. I thought it'd go over better than this. Number 3, stop and think, and you won't drink.
Amen.
Stop and think, and you won't drink. You say, preacher, don't knock it till you try it. Well, that's fine. If you got that philosophy, that's fine. Have you ever stuck your head out in front of a semi-truck? Don't knock it till you try it. Man takes a drink. Drink takes a man. Man takes a drink. Drink takes a drink. And drink takes the man. Proverbs 20 and verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 23 and verse 30, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. That means when the wine is fermented. At the last, it biteth like a serpent. And stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Your eyes, when you get drunk, will behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Amen. Young people, Don't you drink. You say, well, I've already drank. Well, I tell you what you do. You get it right with the Lord, get it under the blood. Right. Don't drink no more.
Amen.
You say, well, I can drink less. No, you can't. You can't. It'll get a hold of you. It'll destroy your family. It'll destroy your whole life. You'll take one, then you got to have two, then you got to have three, then you have four, then you got to have a whole six pack. You got to. Everybody's doing it. No, everybody's not doing it. And the only one that can stand to be around a drunk is another drunk.
Amen.
Young people, I'm not up here trying to, I've done enough bad stuff in my life. One thing, I've never been drunk in my, 41 years, I've never been drunk a day in my life. I've never had a drop of marijuana. I've never had a needle. Well, let's see, I had morphine in the hospital, and that was bad enough. I've never had any, smoked any crack, whatever, meth, never.
Amen.
Never, never, not a day in my life. And I've had more fun than anybody that's ever been on the stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, well, have you got a poem? Yeah, I got a poem to go with this. One evening in October, when I was far from sober, I was carrying home a load with manly pride. My feet began to stutter, so I laid down in the gutter. And a pig came up and laid right by my side. I said, it's fair weather when good feathers get together. When good fellers get together. Till a lady passing by was heard to say, you can tell a man who boozes by the company that he chooses. And the pig got up and slowly walked away. Amen. Number four. Show off driving is juvenile. Don't act your age. Show off driving is juvenile. Don't act your age. A car is not a toy. It will hurt you. And to be bad, you don't have to drive a bad car. When I was growing up, we'd drive around. I'd drive around, go by Okina Park, turn around, I don't know why. Then you go back up through McDonald's, turn around over there. We used to turn around, forgot what was there now. We turn around up there, go back to Okina Park. What was it?
Hardee's,
yeah. You remember that, Mark? Hardee's over there. We'd turn around over there, and we'd go to Okina, turn around, just going in circles, nowhere, going nowhere. Every time you go by something, honk, you done honked at them like 10 times. And you drive through that. One night I remember this, and this fella, man, he peeled out of Okina Park, and I'm talking, had that car, them mufflers, and that thing. He peeled out of there. He went on down there. Well, all the girls are like, oh. And all the girls thought he was just bad. I'm talking about bad to the bone, you know. If you got a bad car, you must be bad. Well, there was this old guy, and I'm talking about just a little Ford beat-up pickup. Didn't have but one fender on the whole thing. Didn't have a hubcap one. And he got down to about where Big K or Big K, I don't know if y'all know where Big K used to be. That's how old I am. Big K used to be right there where Big Lots is now. He pulled up, and that fella in that old beat-up truck got out and whooped that guy in the bad car. So, girls, you can have a bad car, and it don't mean you're bad. You can get whooped in a bad car. Seriously, they tell me that a Honda Civic going 100 miles an hour going 100 miles an hour on the road, the weight that it's putting on the road at 100 miles an hour is 27 pounds. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if a Honda Civic come through this auditorium at 100 miles an hour, and I could time it just right, and I could kick that Honda Civic plumb out in the parking lot at 27 pounds. Young people, you better listen to yourself. That was a dumb Ten Commandment. You better listen to it. And you better not be texting and driving. Keep your eyes on the road. Are you going to wind up? I'm telling you. I've seen them. I've seen down at the funeral home. I'm telling you, them coffins come in all sizes. You better listen to me. Number five. Is that where I'm at? Number five. Choose a date fit for a mate. Choose a date fit for a mate. Some change boyfriends and change girlfriends about like I do socks. And some of them in here. I'm talking to you. Don't you date nobody that ain't fit to marry. Oh, we just going out. Well, would you marry? Well, Lord, no, I wouldn't marry him. What are you dating him for? Oh, he's just fun to be around. Don't date anybody that you wouldn't marry. Everybody, yeah, adults, y'all need to back this up. And if you want to know what they're going to look like, I'm just telling you, I'm going to shoot straight with you as all as I can. You said, oh, preacher, ain't he so cute? I ain't never seen one that was cute. And if you ever see a preacher that says, yeah, he's cute, you get rid of him. As quick as you can. You say, oh, he's cute. I say, you better look at his daddy. Oh, preacher, what do you think about my new girlfriend? Where's her mom at? Young people, I'm telling you, you better listen. And I'm telling you, before you go out with her, you better see if she knows her way around in the kitchen a little bit. Are you going to spend the rest of your life eating out at Grecian and McDonald's and somebody else cooking for you? You say, well, preacher, I'm going to change him. I'm going to change him. All right, if I had time, I'd get somebody, and I'm talking about get somebody stronger than me, stand up here, I'd get down on the bottom, I guarantee you, even though they're stronger than me, and we grab hands like this, I guarantee you, it don't matter if the person standing up here is stronger, the person down there is fixing to pull you down. Leverage. So I'm the stronger Christian. I'll marry them, get them to say, it don't happen that way.
Right.
And young people, listen, stop saying this. Stop saying it. I'm single now. If you ain't married, you're single. Oh, man, my boyfriend broke up. I'm single now. You've always been single. Well, my boyfriend, he don't want me talking to him. My girlfriend, she gets mad if I talk, if I text someone about that. Look. Anyway. My boyfriend, they won't let me. Look, you ain't married to him. Talk to who you want to. So my boyfriend, well, tell him to go jump in the lake, swallow a snake, and come up with a bellyache. Number six. Don't go steady until you're ready. Don't go steady until you're ready. If you won't clean your room now, hey, go clean your room. Boom, shut the door. You ain't ready. You ain't ready to date nobody. You're ready for the nursery. What you're ready for. Can I go out tonight? No, you can't. Don't go steady until you're ready. All right. Listen. Hey, if you won't obey your parents, you ain't ready. All right. Write this down, young people, teenagers. I will not date a boy who is not saved.
Amen.
Girls, I will not date a boy. Boys, I will not date a girl who is not saved. Well, preacher, I'm going out with so-and-so. Well, are they saved? I don't know. Well, won't you ask? Oh, I don't want to lose them. I will not date a boy. I will not date a girl who is not saved. I will not date a boy that does not go to church on a regular basis.
Amen.
I will not date a girl who does not go to church on a regular basis. I will not date anyone with a bad character. You say, what's bad character? All right, you go to McDonald's or Walmart, wherever, and they give you too much change back. And instead of fixing it, and they go ahead and put it in your pocket, you drop him like a hot potato. You got bad character. Drop her like a hot potato. Bad character. Amen. We're trying to help some folks.
Amen.
Don't date one. You say, well, anyway, I'm getting hungry. Will not date anybody with bad character. I will not date anyone who drinks alcohol.
Amen.
I will not date anyone who drinks alcohol. I will not date anyone that tries to get me to rebel against my parents.
Amen.
Hey, we're parents, young people, we're smarter than you think we are. Don't call the house. You're supposed to be in 10. Don't call at 10:15 and go, oh, we had a flat. Man, everybody in the book has used that one. You ain't had no flat. You ain't had no flat. And parents, let me help you. Write this down. If you text them and they're supposed to be at a certain place and they don't answer or text back, they're doing something they're not supposed to do. I felt a little kink on that in parents. Well, I didn't have service. You did have some service.
Amen.
Come up with a better lie than that one. We've all used that. Oh, we just broke down. We got tied up in traffic. No, you didn't get tied up in traffic.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, y'all parents, y'all gonna have to help me now. If it didn't answer the text and you trying to get a hold of and they didn't answer or they didn't get.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't write it down. You gonna be calling me back in the office. Bridget, can you help me? I'm gonna say, uh-uh. No. Don't have time. You didn't have time to write it down. I ain't got time to fix your problem that you should have fixed 6 months ago, but you had the opportunity and you wouldn't. So now you're back in my office trying to get me to fix something that's... Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pretty good, wasn't it? I will not date a boy that's not manly. Girls, listen to me. Listen to me real good. Do not date a boy that is not manly. If he has more jewelry than you do,
Do not date him. I'm telling you, do not date anybody. That boy has got more jewelry than you do. And walks like this. Don't you date him one bit. Don't you do it. Girls, I'm telling you. Now, the parents ain't liking this. But I'm telling you the truth. Don't you do it. If he ain't manly, don't you date him. Now, number 7. Ditch dirty thoughts or they will ditch you. Ditch dirty thoughts or they will ditch you. Ditch dirty thoughts or they will ditch you. You are what you eat. You are what you take in. And there's only two places you can take in, your eyes and your ears. That includes the television that you watch, the music that you listen to. The devil, I'm telling you, will get in through your ears. He will get in through your eyes. And I'm telling you this, your mind. Young people, listen to me real good. I love you, and because I love you, I'm fixing to tell you the truth. What you put into your computer. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care if you get called to preach in the mission field. The devil will recall. That computer will recall those images and those messages in the ear at the most inopportune times. When you're down here at this altar trying to get a hold of God, I'm telling you, them thoughts will come to your mind. Dirty music, dirty TV, dirty movies will bring dirty thoughts and bring forth a dirty life. I'm telling you, it goes for all of us in this whole room. The television, we are pumping in a sewer system into our living rooms.
Amen.
And the computer screen is worse than that. And if you cannot control yourself, get rid of the television, get rid of the computer screen, and go live in the woods around nobody so you can stay right with God. Boy, I'm getting a lot of kinks tonight. Now, some of you men looking at me going, man, I tell you what, I can watch that stuff on TV. It don't bother me. Well, stay away from me then. It don't bother me. Stay away from me. Keep your distance. Number 8. Young people, I hope y'all are liking it because these parents sure ain't. Number 8, pick the right friend to be picked for a friend. Pick the right friend to be picked for a friend. Whoever you hang around is who you're going to be like. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Whoever you're hanging with is who you agree with. I don't agree. Yeah, if you're hanging with, you agree with it. I'm telling you, you better get somebody. Look, I know what time it is. Look here. We go to camp. They don't have television. They don't have iPods and MP3s and iPhones and iThis and iMinis and iWhatever and this, that, and the other. No television. And I'm telling you what, God moves in. Why? It's because you get away from all the garbage and the filth of this world. And God can start doing a work in your heart. Amen. Get away from all them friends you hang around at school that nobody knows you hang around.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Number 9. I'm going to preach this whole thing sometime.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of stuff I'd like to say. But I'm getting some bad looks. I'm like, well, you only give them so much. The truck bed of the truck can only hold so much. And some of you loaded down pretty good.
Number 9, young people, love God and stay in church. Amen. Love God and stay in church. You get 18, stay in church. He said, well, I got a job. Get you a job where you can come to church. You cannot miss and miss and keep on missing and miss and miss and miss and stay right with God. I understand you got to work. I understand working. I understand all of that. But I'm telling you what, if you want to be here, you can be here. You can do everything else you want to do. Love God, stay in church. And I'm talking about a good church. I'm not talking about just any church. I'm talking about staying a good one. Somebody to tell you the truth and love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Number 10. No amens, please. Everybody's like, oh, good. Get involved in the ministry of the church.
Amen.
Get involved. You say, young people? Yes, young people. Young people, y'all can get involved. Y'all see all these kids up here singing a while ago? They were ministering to our church.
Amen.
Them three got up here and sung. They were ministering to that church. When they was testifying, they were ministering to our church. Some of you young people may want to work on the bus route, help Brother Jerry and Brother Dan, some of them. You may want to do that. You may want to get involved in that. Hey, you may want to get involved in the tracks and just getting you. Hey, some of you, you know, when I was in high school, we had a Wednesday morning Bible study at like 7 o'clock in the morning before school started. We had a Bible study, Wednesday morning Bible study. It was initiated by the students so they could do it. They give us a room that we could do it in, and you can do it. Be a ministry of the church. Do something. Get involved. Just don't show up and just sit there and wait till church is over. And then get involved. Find you something to do. Help out. Get involved in the ministry of the church. Young people. If you'll abide by those Ten Commandments right there, it'll save you from a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache. And parents, I know you probably didn't like some of the stuff I said, but you need to back it up at home.
Amen.
We love the kids around here.
Amen.
We love our youth. We tell them right. Tell them the truth. We want them to do right. We want them to live right. And if they're not saved, we want them to be saved. If they are saved, we want them to do more for God than they're doing right now.
Amen.
And it's going to take all of us. Right. It's going to take every one of us in this room praying for them kids, working with them kids, trying to push them and promote them to do what God wants them to do.
Amen.
We fix to have an invitation. Young people, I encourage you. I encourage you to come. Say, God, help me. Help me abide. Help me go by these Ten Commandments. Even adults. It wouldn't hurt some of us adults to get on this altar and say, Lord, I need to keep that and that and that and that and that. And I didn't do right on this and this. And Lord, I want you to forgive me. Get it under the blood. Amen. We're living in tough days. And it's time to buckle down. And let's get some soldiers for the cross of Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, you'd bless things that were said. I hope they'll be a help to these kids. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Won't you stand to your feet, Holy Ghost? Won't you come to this altar? Altar's open. Altar's open for you to come. Anybody else need to come? You come if you want to. So I need somebody to pray with me. Well, if you let us know, hold your hand up. We'll get somebody to pray with you. If not, we'll let you pray by yourself. Ten Commandments for teenagers. Wished I'd had somebody tell me those. Just a few minutes, there's kids praying, people praying. No other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. All we do is goodwill. He abides with us still.